Mono.
Welcome to the Mono a Mono Show, folks.
All right, there it is.
I'm DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steel. Right, Mono Amigos?
We are broadcasting to you live.
Access granted.
Welcome to the Mono a Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! Great to be back in the studio. Every 2 weeks or so, we're here in the studio. Actually, I was last week on Sunday in the studio, but for a different reason, for a board meeting. You probably heard some outstanding towel rock in my absence. I've programmed that to be the case, so that when I'm not in the studio, you're still going to hear some great music. Just like what you did in the interim, right there, between Caribbean Spice and this Mono a Mono program. A whole bunch of Holy F and even a little bit of Robot Apocalypse thrown in there. We're going to talk about them a little bit more during this show right here. Thank you for tuning in to the Mono a Mono Show, Mono Amigos. Again, it is just I, DJ Steel, in the studio. DJ Adrock thinks he'll be joining in the future. We'll have to wait and see once basketball season's over. He's in the depths, you know. There's a new team in town, the KW Titans. Might have something to do with it, might not. Who knows? But this show is a good one. I'm excited for it. A little while ago, maybe about a month or so, I saw a quick little thing on the interwebs about how Pick a Piper was going to be releasing a brand new album. And if you are a Mono Amigo from years past, you would know that Pick a Piper is a big part of the Mono a Mono show that I will get into a little bit as the show gets going. I'll get into it now, and then we'll get into the actual interview later. When Pick a Piper released their very first album, they came to the Mono a Mono show the day of the release. That's right, to talk about it. And I'm gonna air that interview in a little bit as well. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the complete Pick a Piper discography. We're going to start back at the beginning and build up to some of these brand new tracks that they're releasing currently. The album, I think that they are touring right now in like Europe. So, unfortunately, they're not here in the studio, but maybe for the Canadian release or the American release, they will come back into the Mono a Mono environs, and I'll be able to pick up that vinyl too. This is their second full-length album that is coming out. So, on the way over here, we're going back to 2009 right now. On the way over here, I had to drive by a park. That park was called Bechtel Park. Coincidentally, the band Pick a Piper has a song called Bechtel Park. Off way back, they had just a Pick a Piper EP. So in 2009 was when they released this EP. And that is when I found this. There's another song that I really, really, really got into. I'm going to play that one as well. And I thought, I saw this song, Bechtel Park, and I thought, man, that's right near my house. That's kind of a coincidence. Turned out that the band Pick a Piper was from Kitchener-Waterloo. Now, I think they currently live in Toronto and things like that, but some of them still live right here in Waterloo. So I'm going to get to three songs off this 2009 EP. I believe it's got four or five. It's a great little EP. I've got more stories and all that to come, so stick around. Hold your dial right here on 100.3 until the frequency changes to 102.7. Then turn it to 102.7 and keep it on there. But for people who have soldered it to 100.3, you are going to need to unsolder it, because I think it's changing on February 17th. Regardless, I'm going to jump into it now. Here is their song Bechtel Park off their 2009 Pick a Piper EP right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Right, there it is. Some Pick a Piper right there. That was what you just heard, was Bechtel Park. Now, I'm going to be getting into a whole bunch. I'm actually playing three from this Pick a Piper EP, but I've got some stories about it. First of all, if you want to purchase this, you can get the digital copy online for as cheap as $4 by going to their Bandcamp page. Just Google Pick a Piper Bandcamp. You can download it. It actually works out to be a buck a song. There are four songs on the Pick a Piper EP. This was their starting EP. I'm getting to three of them. So that was Bechtel Park. Told you about how they're from the Kitchener-Waterloo area originally, and Bechtel Park is actually in Waterloo. Now, I didn't know this until after I had already gotten into Bechtel Park, but I have an artist friend. His name is Jeff Woodrow, who designed some t-shirts, and I'm on one of the t-shirts. He had this company called Joy Apparel, and I don't know if it's still going. I believe it probably is. And way back, he does all these art projects and things like that, and I think Pick a Piper was holding a contest, and he created an unofficial music video for one of the songs on the Pick a Piper EP. And that song was called Rooms. And it also is a fantastic Pick a Piper song. I'm saving my favorite one from this album for the end, which is called Yellowknife, and I think you'll see why in a little bit. So here it is. This is Rooms off of the 2009 Pick a Piper EP. Self-titled, called Pick a Piper, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Thank you. All right, there you have it, Mono Amigos. Rooms by Pekka Pyper. I just Googled it while that song was playing. Joy T-shirts, Joy Apparel. The website is still there if you go to joytshirt.com. However, Jeff Woodrow, as he calls himself on there, Jeffrey Woodrow, is pursuing some other artistic endeavors. So he's got a link to his new website, thisiswoodrow.com. If you go to that, he has posted on there under his animation thing the video that he did create for that video, Rooms. The submission, I don't know if it's not an official video, but I think it was a fan video for that track that you just heard called Rooms. Now, we're going to move along into one more track from this initial Pekka Pyper EP that came out in 2009. There was an audio comic that the Mano a Mano show put on for season one, and then it was a joint effort between the Mano a Mano show and the Electrifying Sessions with DJ Jappy Jeff. And it just so happens, I might interrupt myself right here, that I just got a message from DJ Jeffy Jeff. I'm going to give him a shout out right here. I don't know that he is listening, but he said that he was going to tune in and listen. But together we created an audio comic that you can find on our Mano a Mano website by going to www.manoamanoradio.com. Or follow us on the Twitter and I'll send it out there, which is at MAM Radio, MAMRADIO. Anyways, in that, we feature probably still one of my favorite Pekka Pyper songs. This is what got me into Pekka Pyper. This song is so good. It's a song called Yellowknife. And we're just going to jump into it. Here it is, Yellowknife by Pekka Pyper. Right here on CKMS Radio Waterloo. right. There it is, Mono Amigos. Some Yellow Knife right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono. Now, that is the reason why I absolutely fell in love with Pick a Piper, because that song just pumps you up. If you have seen the electrifying adventures of DJ Jaffy Jeff, then you'll know that that is quite the ending of one of the episodes right there. And then, maybe I'll get into it in a little bit. I'm going to kind of go in chronological order here. They kind of reworked Yellow Knife, and we used, so the one episode of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jaffy Jeff ended with, sorry, people probably don't know what that is, the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jaffy Jeff ended with Yellow Knife and began the next one with Once Were Leaves, which is Yellow Knife kind of reworked, but we'll get to that. In between that EP and their full-length self-titled album, there was a little one-off release. So in 2009, they released that EP. 1 year later, in 2010, they released a single on their Bandcamp page called The Holloman Progress. So I'm going to get to that right here, The Holloman Progress by Pick a Piper, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. Some Holloman. Or Hollum. I don't know why I say Holloman. Hollum. DJ Adrock were here. He wouldn't have screwed it up. The Hollum Progress right there was kind of an interim little single that they put together before. Maybe they were working on it at the time. I don't know. But during that, right before they released their debut full-length album. Now, before I jump into some tracks from that album, what I would like to do is kind of jump into the day that album was being released. Pick a Piper was in the KW area. We were kind of talking with them. I don't know if they brought us the album or if we already had the album. And I think we already had the album because we were playing a bunch of tracks before they came in. And they came in and we were able to do an impromptu interview with them towards the end of our show. I'm going to jump into that interview right now so you can hear a little bit of it. And then we'll jump into a bunch of songs off that album, leading into what's coming up to be the brand new releases for this year, 2017. And let me kind of string you along here, because these new releases, I'm already guessing that they're going to be in our top 10 of 2017. That's how good they are. So, without further ado, I'm going to jump into this Mano a Mano interview. Oh, let me just mention, this came out in 2013. So I believe it was April or around there at the time. It might say in the interview, I'm not sure. But so 4 years ago, about 4 years ago, here's the interview with Pick a Piper right here in the Mano a Mano studios on the release day of their first full-length album. Thunders and Dust right here on the Mano a Mano show. And we now have Pick a Piper in the studio with us for a live interview here. I'm welcoming Dan, Brad, and Angus here into the studio.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome that we could have you guys in here. We were all setting up the microphones and or the whatever this thing's called for the phone interview.
It's called the phone modulator.
The phone modulator, to set that up and get this going. But it's even better having you guys here in the studio with us today, especially on the release date of your debut full length album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys, you're being a drummer and you're overseeing this project and everything, and how does the writing go for like an EP of this where you've got a lot of loops and like a whole bunch of things like that where it's not necessarily like a verse, chorus, verse type thing? How do you go about putting together these songs?
Lots of the songs, I guess, were like slowly written over time, starting with like a loop I made on my laptop. When I was on tour before, I would just be in the back of the tour van working on small ideas, and then kind of slow pick the best ones and bring them home and get Dan and Angus to like contribute their ideas, and maybe other friends had some ideas too, so we kind of like left it a bit open. And then slowly I would just get people to contribute lots and lots of ideas and loops, and then I would kind of mess with them and cut them up and shape them into a track.
You're talking like a drum loop, or
I guess I would start off with drums, or it might just be like a simple melody, or usually starts with drums, but there could be a few like a bass line or a melody involved too.
Cool. So not only your style is described kind of like an organic dance music. So not only is the sound organic, but almost the procedure of developing your songs is kind of organic in that you just pass on an idea to someone else, and then it kind of just grows from there.
Yeah, it's a nice way to work. Just kind of getting a bunch of friends involved.
We can also do it across distances, too. We use, like, file transfers to send stuff to one another. We live in different cities, so we can collaborate across distances, and we get together when we can. We can also work separate as well.
So how often, being that you guys all live in different cities, how often do you get to get together and create and or practice or do whatever.
I guess it like depends if I'm away, you know, or something, then obviously less often, but whenever we're all together in the same province, we like try to get together as much as we can and flesh out ideas.
Sweet.
So now tomorrow we've got the first show kind of with the album being released, and how does that idea of like with all the loops and putting all that together transfer to a live setting?
We've had many incarnations of the live show, but this one, which we're most excited about, is like I play drums, and Dan and Angus both have like a small stand-up drum kit at the front of the stage.
Cool.
So percussion and rhythm is a huge part of it, and they have the keyboards and samplers, and they have ways to trigger the electronic and the kind of more acoustic sounds, and then manipulate them live to make it seem like, you know, to make it feel more live and feel like a good performance. Right. They're also like affecting and manipulating their vocals as well. And then we all just kind of play drums together at certain points too.
We play synth parts too. Each of us play our own synth parts.
Cool.
As well.
Is that, now, has that changed a lot from, say, the 2009 EP that you guys released? Or similar ideas back then was, it's a lot of synth stuff and loops and things like that with the drums?
Back then we had way more guitar. We had like a lot.
Yeah, that's what
guitar,
I was
bass guitar. We had it was four of us, but our friend Clint has left to become a daddy, which he just did like a week ago. So it's really exciting.
So very recently.
Yeah. So yeah,
congratulations, Clint, from the Mono and Mono show.
So that's kind of forced us to like sort of change the way we did it. And with the sound becoming more electronic, we wanted to like find a good midpoint between lots of electronic items and lots of like acoustic kind of just live instruments. And we do have a friend playing trombone with us tomorrow as well.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
A
little
bit. All right, so there's a little snippet of the interview from back in 2013 when they were promoting their self-titled release. I'm going to get, if you want to hear more of that interview, make sure to go to www.monoamonoradio.com. The full interviews are up there. There's interviews with other bands as well and other podcasts that you can check out. I'm going to get into a couple tracks from this album. Now, I was talking earlier about our audio comic, The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jappy Jeff, and how kind of Yellowknife ended the one and progressed into the next one. So I'm going to jump right into that track, which is called Once We're Leaves, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono. Right, there it is. Once Were Leaves. Sounding quite similar, but kind of a remix version of the old Yellowknife right there on Sound FM 100.3. Now, I got a message in here saying that I haven't mentioned that Brad Weber was drummer for one of the best bands to come out of Dundas, Ontario. And I know you're probably thinking, uh-oh, which one is it? Because the two bands that come to mind for me out of Dundas, Ontario, are both Cyanide Kiss as well as Caribou. And both of them have phenomenal drummers. So it's a little bit tricky to differentiate which one Brad Weber, because he's such an outstanding drummer, would be from. I haven't mentioned it yet, but I'll mention it now, that Brad Weber has worked with Caribou, who was at one time Manitoba, and I believe he still works with him, with Caribou, and does some tours with them as well. I'm going to jump into another track off this 2013 album before I start talking about a remix project that they had in 2015 that kind of dealt with this album as well. This, I believe, was the single off of this Pick a Piper full-length album. This was called All Her Colors, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! right, there it is. All Her Colors, right there off the Pick a Piper full-length, first full-length album released in 2013. Now, after they had done that, in about, actually, close after that, maybe in 2014, because it was released in 2015, they kind of put it out there, put out there some stems so that different DJs and things like that could take those stems and make a remix. And they were putting together, at the time we didn't know, but they were putting together a remix project where they were releasing the best remixes of their songs. We had kind of seen it, and we were working on a remix of Our Hands at the time. So I'm going to get into the track Our Hands, which we didn't finish it in time for it to be added to the 2015 remix album that you can also find on their Bandcamp page. But later on, as we were following the Robot Apocalypse, I can't remember if it was Matt Cross from Robot Apocalypse or Evan Carl who described this to us in the Mono a Mono studio here. They had asked Brad Weber if he would contribute to the project, and he said, well, here, why don't you use some of these old Pick a Piper stems from our first album and kind of incorporate that. Robot Apocalypse did this, and I believe this hasn't even been released yet. I'm going to play an untitled, the tentative title right now is Chicka Chicka 123. I'm going to go from, and it uses stems from the song Our Hands by Pick a Piper. So I'm going to go Our Hands right into Chicka Chicka 123, a brand new Robot Apocalypse song, right here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono. Thank you. Right, Mono Amigos, it's now the time that you've all been waiting for. I had to email Brad Weber in order to get these brand new Pick a Piper tracks. The first one is called Nico. The second one is called Geographically Opposed. Here is some brand new Pick a Piper tracks. heard here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! Have a good night. Tune in 2 weeks for the next Mono a Mono show. Thanks for listening, Mono Amigos.
before.